Alright guys, let me get a little situated here. So I'm a little early. I've got about 10, maybe a little less than 15 minutes to record here. Pages 132, 133, 134. And remember, we're going up to 138, so almost done. 132, 133, 134. So, 132. At the bottom of the page, it comes into this new portion that talks about prayer for freedom. But before that, on page 132, it says, you know, focus. It continues with this mindfulness. It's not called this on here, but it continues with this mindfulness, deep breathing. I want to actually read it to you because I think it would be important. So I'm going to start reading the part that's on 131, the last couple, like four lines, going into 132, up before prayer for freedom. So this is where it says page 131, the chapter is called prayers, and it takes you into this breathing technique that's similar to like a guided meditation of breath work and centering. But the reason why I call it that is because that is what it sounds similar to me. But I want you to make your own decision on that. I usually don't start praying like this. Maybe it would be beneficial, because I know if I do pray, it is very scattered and unfocused, as you can probably tell, because when I talk, I'm a little bit all over the place anyways. But, sorry, I'm chewing gum. I shouldn't be chewing gum. I'm chewing gum, though. It says in 131, let me put this gum somewhere. Put it on the side of my water bottle. Please take a moment to close your eyes. Open your heart and feel all the love that comes from your heart. I want you to join with my words in your mind and in your heart to feel a very strong connection of love. Together, we are going to do a very special prayer to experience a communion with our Creator. That's the end of 131. Going into 132. Focus your attention on your lungs, as if only your lungs exist. Feel the pleasure when your lungs expand to fulfill the biggest need of the human body, to breathe. Take a deep breath and feel the air as it fills your lungs. Feel how the air is nothing but love. Notice the connection between the air and the lungs, a connection of love. Expand your lungs with air until your body has the need to expel that air. And then exhale. And feel that pleasure again, because when we fulfill any need of the human body, it gives us pleasure. To breathe gives us much pleasure. Just as to breathe is enough for us to always be happy, to enjoy life, just to be alive is enough. Feel the pleasure to be alive, the pleasure of the feeling of love. So then it goes into prayer for freedom. And on the bottom it says, we know that your real name is love. Which is the creator of the universe. And page 133, it asks, I'm just going to read the first sentences. I don't want to be like taking people's content. This is a paid for book, I guess. And, you know, I don't know how much I'm allowed to actually read. so I don't want to be breaking any rules. And it's easier for me to not just be reading out loud. Today, help us to be like you are, to love life, to be life, to be love. Help us to love everything you create unconditionally, especially other human beings, especially those who live around us, all our relatives and people whom we try so hard to love. Help us to love others just the way they are, with no conditions. And page 134. Today, we clean our hearts of any emotional poison that we have. Free our minds from any judgment so that we can live complete peace and complete love. Today is a very special day. Today we open our hearts to love again so that we can tell each other, I love you, without any fear, and really mean it. And then it goes into this, Creator, help us to be just like you are. Thank you for everything that we receive this day, especially for the freedom to be who we really are. Amen. And then it goes into this next section, prayer for love. We are going to share a beautiful dream together. A dream that you will love to have all of the time. And then we'll get into the last few pages next time, but think about, does that make you feel any different? I mean, usually, you guys know on here, when I'm talking on here, a lot of times I have plenty to say about, you know, social relationships, the emotional struggles that come with dealing with people who are maybe toxic or even up to the point of abusive people or people who just can't get out of their egos, you know. It's hard to deal with them. It's hard to deal with that, you know. That's not easy. It's easier just to opt out and just be like, sorry. And I'm not saying that it's that you always have to opt in, you know. At the beginning, when this is giving you this kind of breath and talking about breath, you know, I notice that I do like breathing, deep breathing techniques, kind of longer term than this one, kind of just started with like a kind of simple breath, but that's fine too. But I do like breathing techniques. Helps decrease my anxiety, helps increase my focus. I do find it beneficial and useful. But one thing I notice is when I'm ill, when I'm sick, you know, when you've got that head cold, when you've got that cough, when you've got that sinus issue going on, it is really hard to do breath work. You almost can't do it. You can't take that deep breath in. It's not comfortable. You know, like your body's just like coughing when it wants to do it, and like it kind of takes you out of it. Like, I'm not saying you can't do it when you've got a cold or whatever. You can, but you realize it's like, wow, like something that I take so easily for granted, just breathing, is so hard, you know, just because I have a cold. And you know, some people have asthma, some people have other issues. It can be so much harder. And you know, we need our breath. We know we need to breathe pretty deeply. It helps with our health. It helps to kind of regulate and reset a lot in our bodies. A lot of times we get tension, we get all kinds of situations going on. So breathing is definitely important, to say the least. And, you know, even when you sleep, you know, a lot of people have sleep apnea. That's something that's like, you know, it might wake you out of your sleep. And so you get like poor sleep every night if it's not getting managed. You know, you have poor sleep every night, and then poor sleep affects your health. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative with it. I'm just saying, like, there's so many ways that not being able to breathe, just basic breathing while you're asleep or while you're awake, that, you know, it can be easy to take for granted, you know. Sometimes I notice myself like snoring really loud and waking up, and I'll even have like a slight sore throat, you know, because I'm like, man, like, was I really snoring like that heavily that I'm like sore from it? just things like that, you know? It's like, man. And then going into prayers, you know, it really depends how people feel about praying, you know? Like, not everybody prays, not everybody believes in their creator. For those who do, I feel like this book might speak to people in a different way who don't. I don't really know. I haven't come up with a creative or like an approach for people who don't really believe in a creator, who don't believe that they were created or that there was some kind of intelligent being who created or anything along those lines. I'm not saying people have to believe it. I'm just saying I know a lot of people who don't. So I do find this book to be interesting because it does go from, you know, talking about topics that you would maybe assume are like, I would say it's more like a philosophy of another culture, but then it kind of takes this almost like spiritual, not that it wasn't spiritual the whole time, but almost like a religious turn. The reason why I would say almost religious is because it has that creator aspect of the belief, but I guess you could still be spiritual, not religious. And I feel like even if you don't pray, because I remember when I first picked up this book, I actually remember flipping through the pages and feeling some kind of way that the last chapter was prayer. I was like, man, like at that time, which was so long ago now, because I started this in like summer. At that time, I was not really interested in prayer or any connection to a creator. Not even that I didn't believe in it. It was just, I just wasn't really too okay with it for some reason. Like, that's something for me to dive more into, but I had been turned off from it just because it just wasn't going kind of ideally for me. And I'm not saying it was like, oh, I'm not getting my way. Well, not like that, but it was just kind of like I had a lot that I guess, you know, I was just maybe upset with the way things were going. I don't know if I was mad at God. I don't really know. I don't think I ever like put that into words if I was, but maybe it was more like, I don't know if it was because of the people I knew that were connected to like church related stuff or because of my history with the church or just kind of how I was kind of like over dealing with it. I did kind of have like a desire to not really connect too much with it for a while there, you know. It was I don't know really where that came from, but you know, I would say for me it kind of works better for me to just be more connected with it. I think I get my groundings a lot better that way, just personally. I'm not speaking for everyone, but like I said, I had a little less than 15 minutes. I got to get into my appointment. It starts in 13 minutes. So I got enough time to deal with the elevator. And with that, thanks for listening.